Paragraph Dalid. V'ze b'chinas, with this we can understand the famous Gemara, which says, Koshin mizaynoisav shalodom kekriyas yamsuf, that parnosa is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain what's the connection. Ki kriyas yamsuf hi bechinas lasois derech biyam hachochma legalois hachochma vahatoyra boilam. Because the splitting of the Red Sea represents creating a path in the ocean. The ocean represents chachma, the yam hachachma it's called. So we're trying to create a path within this yam hachachma to be able to reveal the chachma in a way that people can relate to it, the chachma and the Torah into the world, and at the same time, ulehinotzel shelo yitba b'mayim hazedonim, and to be careful not to drown in those harsh waters, the severe waters of the ocean, shehem haklipois v'hamachshavois hashoitfin alamoyach, they represent the klipois and the extraneous thoughts that flood the brain of a person, umevalvelen daitoi, and they confuse the person, bipniois, with all kinds of ulterior motives, v'gasus and gaiva. When a person wants to learn Torah, it's like a person going into the ocean. The Torah is compared to a Yam HaChochma. And Rav Nosson Zal says when a person wants to understand Torah, it means he's trying to create a path in that ocean. The ocean is one big glob, one big thing. That itself isn't function. It's not something we can function with. In order to be able to function, a person has to be able to carve out a path in the ocean, and make some clarity, bring some clarity to that area, and at the same time assure that he's being protected from those waters coming crashing down on him. Those waters that are surrounding him, which are the bilbulim, the machshavos, the wrong kind of machshavos, which would want to mess up his goal, what he's trying to achieve. Sheze zochu bnei Yisrael b'yitziyosam mitzrayim. This is what the Yidden was zochu to when they left Mitzrayim. Ad shezochu shegam begashmius nivka hayom b'fneim. This is what they were trying to accomplish on a spiritual level when they left Mitzrayim. They were trying to get to the Torah. No, is that was Moshe Rabbeinu's objective in taking them out of Mitzrayim, was to bring them to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. So their mission was to enter into this Yam HaChochma properly. Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that in their case, we even saw it on a physical level. It manifested itself on a physical level also, whereby the Yam split before them, v'ovru bayom bayabosha, and they walked through the ocean on dry land. Ki hakoil echod, because it's all one. The ruchnius and the gashmius parallel each other. Kemoi shezochu beruchnius, kein zochu begashmius. Just like on a spiritual level, this is the avoida that they were engaging, so too it manifested itself on a physical level also. V'yalkein, and this is why the Gemara tells us, ro'aso shifchu al hayam, ma'shaloi ro'i cheskel hanovi, that a maidservant, the lowest level person who was crossing the Red Sea, was able to see Hashem as clearly as the Novi Yecheskel, even more clearly than Yecheskel hanovi. V'gam zochu lebizo gedoy lamoid. In addition, the Torah tells us that they were zoche to an incredible fortune, an incredible financial fortune that they got there. So look how we're dealing with both items. We're dealing with the high-level chachma, the incredible high level of chachma, and wealth. Ki zochu oz lehizgalus hachachma ma'oid, ula parnos of Ashiras Godel. The Yidden was zoche to both, to the oirech yomim biyamina and the smoil oisha b'kovoid. Arichas yomim is a term that's used for very high-level knowledge. We know that something simple, you can grasp it in a minute or two. Something, the deeper something is, the longer it takes to understand it. The more time, person, again, there's an elementary school education, then high school, then the more advanced, the more time it takes to acquire it. So when we speak about Oirech Yomim Biyamina, we're talking about the highest level of knowledge, the kind of knowledge that this Shifcha tapped into at the Yamsuf, where the Torah says she was able to see Hashem more clearly than the Navi. So that was one of the things they achieved then. And in addition, we see mamish parallel to it, they're acquiring tremendous wealth. And because they were accomplishing so much, there was a major, major attack on them. There was a kitrug from the Satan, from the Yetzirah. Halolo evde avodah zarah, halolo avodah zarah. The Gemara says, the Sar Shel Yamsu, when Hashem said, split for the Jews, and then go back together to drown the Egyptians, the Sar Shel Yamsu said, why? Why should they live and they should die? They're idol worshippers and they're idol worshippers. Now look at Rav Nosson Zal's question now. V'lechayra tamua. Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't understand this. Eich shayach loimer al Yisroelos halolu oivdei avodah zarah. How in the world was that angel able to make a claim at that time that the Jews are idol worshippers? They were already purified from any contact they had with Avodah Zorah before they left Egypt. So why is the Sar Shel Yam saying their idol worshippers, their idol worshippers? As the Torah tells us clearly, that Hashem said to the Jews, Mishchu ukhulachem. Draw, and take to yourselves. So the Gemara says, why does it say it twice? Mishchu, draw and take? The Gemara says, Mishchu means, Mishchu yedeichem me'avodah zarah. Draw your hands away from idols. In other words, separate yourselves completely from idols and idol worship. So we see that was accomplished already when they were taking the Korban Pesach. So what kind of claim is this that the Sar Shel Yam is saying they're idol worshippers and they're idol worshippers? Rav Nosson Zal says, Aval al pi hanal, but based on what I'm telling you, you'll be able to understand it. Ki Yisroel lo yehoyu yecholim lavor hayom bayabosho, ki im kisheyisku gam lebechinas kriyas yamsuf baruchnius. The Jewish people couldn't possibly pass through that Red Sea on dry land unless they were first zoicha to a spiritual splitting of the sea, meaning shehu livkoya yam hachochma, which is to split open the sea of chochma, velizkois lahasogas hatoira, and to achieve a certain level of understanding of Torah. Ukishetzrichen livkoya yam hachochma lahasig batoira, and when a person wants to split open the yam hachochma and achieve an understanding in Torah, Tzrichin lasos shom shnei drachim. The person has to create two paths. Shehim bechinas yemin usmoil sheyesh batoira. This is the right and left that are found in the Torah. Why? Kedela hamshich parnosa. As we mentioned, that because one byproduct of revelation of Torah has to be drawing parnosa. Imein kemach ein Torah. Imein Torah ein kemach. And for that reason, we said, even when a person is trying to study Torah 100% properly, they must deviate a drop to some tiny kind of mistake, which is going off to the left, veering off to the left. And the moment that a person deviates even a hairline to the left, that's referred to as avodah zarah. As the pasuk says in Kriya Shema, v'sartem, you will turn away from Hashem, va'avadatem elokim acherim, and you will worship idols. Shetekev kishesorin me'achrei Hashem kichut hasaira, the Baal Shem Tov tells us, the moment a person makes the tiniest turn away from Hashem, even like a hairline away from Hashem, ze bechinas avodah zarah. He's 1 degree towards avodah zarah. The moment you turn a drop, your focus away from Hashem, you're turning towards Avodah Zarah. It's A or B. Kemuva b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov Zal, as it's brought in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, this interpretation of v'sartem v'avadatem elokim acherim. Person shouldn't think, what's the big deal? So I'm 99% with Hashem. I'm, That's terrible. The person doesn't know. They don't realize that the minute you leave that opening, the minute you turn a drop away from Hashem, you're buying into something else. You're buying into Avodah Zorah, Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, v'tekef boim hamayim hazedoinim chas v'shalom, when a person does that, when a person is entering into the Yam HaChochma, he's studying Torah, and we said the Torah has a right and a left to it. Oyrech yomim b'yaminu b'smoilosh b'chovoid. And we said even those who want to stay to the right, they're forced to deviate a drop to the left in order to be able to draw Parnosa, in order to be able to draw Oisha v'chavoit for Klal Yisrael, that's needed. But Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the minute you make that turn off to the left, that Mayim HaZedoinim, the waters, the flood waters of the Yetzirah, are waiting to pounce. V'roitzen lishtov chas v'shalom, they want to drown the person, they want to flood the person. You're coming in my direction, come on, come, We'll splatter you. Kihem roitzim lehisaches bahashgia hadako legamri. They want to grab on to that tiny mistake, that tiny deviation that the person made off to the left. They want to grab on to him and put him in park over there. They want to make him a permanent member, you know, to force him to stay there on the left side, to stay there with them, chas v'shalom. The alkane, meaning... Exactly. V'sheyi limudoi rak l'smoil, so that his learning should be only for the sake of money, kavod, etc., all of those things. They want to tear him away from lishmo completely, that chas v'shalom he should be a full-fledged member of the left side, that his interest in learning is money, kavod, all of those things, chas v'shalom. Al kein oz tzrichin zechus godoil lavor hayam b'sholim. Therefore, a person needs incredible merit. Person needs a tremendous bracha to be able to pass through that yam b'sholim, that the waters shouldn't come crashing down on him while he's in the middle over there. Avla Hashem yisporach yoidea talumos. However, Hashem knows the hiddenmost things. V'yoidea shekol pnimius kavanosum be'emes, who rak lishmo yisporach. Hashem knows that the true kavona, the true intention of the tzaddikim when they're learning Torah is only for Hashem. They're doing it only for Hashem. And when they went off track, it was only because they had to be able to make a tiny contact with the left side in order to be able to draw a parnosa for Klal Yisrael. Rak shehuchruchu lipoil kechut asayir lismoyla b'shul parnosa levad. Al kein, therefore, Hisgaber yomin al smoil. Therefore, when the right side strengthens itself against the left side, v'nis oirer zuchus Avraham, and the merit of Avraham Avinu is activated, shehu yomin. Avraham Avinu represents the right side. It's brought that Avraham Avinu is chesed. His main thing was hachnos esorchim. Remember, he had the house with the entrances on all sides. His main thing was giving. Avraham Avinu, kiruv, outreach, reaching out to people. Yitzchok Avinu is the left side. He's called Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the one who was willing to die for Hashem, to be killed for Hashem, to be a korban oila for Hashem, to go into the fire for Hashem. That's Yitzchok. Yaakov Avinu is a combination of the two. He's called Tiferes. So Avraham Avinu is known as Chesed. So Rav Nosson Zal says when the Jews were going into the Red Sea, and again there was this slight deviation to the left, right away the Satan would want to pounce on it with a kitrug. They're also idol worshippers. They're also on the left side. They're just like the Mitzrim. Hashem had to turn on the Zuchus of Avram Avinu, in order for that, Avram Avinu represents the right side, meaning Hashem lifted up the right side to be able to control the left properly. Where do we see Avram Avinu in Kriyas Yamsuf? It says, Baboiker, in the where it speaks about the Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayoshov Hayom Lifnois Boiker Le'esonoi. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, well, the Torah's mention of Boiker there is reminding us of the Schus of Avram Avinu. When he did the Akedah, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Boiker, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Boiker de Avraham. Boiker symbolizes Avram Avinu. The morning is Avram Avinu. The afternoon is Yitzhak Avinu. Avram Avinu tikein shachris, the Gemara tells us. Yitzhak Avinu is the one who gave us mincha, which is the afternoon, and Yaakov Avinu is the one who gave us tefillah sarvis. So therefore, because the Yidden were fourth, there had to be a slight deviation to the left in order to assure that Chas V'Shalom, the left side, shouldn't be able to take over. Hashem turned on the zchus of Avram Avinu, Shehu Yamin, She'okad es Yitzchak Benoi, who tied up his son. He was prepared to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, Bechinas Smoil. Avram Avinu is the one who has the ability to tie up Yitzchak, to tie up the left side, to control it, to keep it in check. And that's what assured that the Jews were able to pass through the Red Sea in peace, that the waters did not come crashing down on them. And the Jews were zeicher to cross the sea with the two bridges that a person has to use when crossing the sea, Shehem Bechinas Yemin Usmoil, which are right and left. Shehem Bechinas Trei Gishrei Dedoinag Hamavor and Besef Hamaymaral. This ties into the two bridges that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter on the Kutimran, Torah Yud Beis, that this halacha is based on. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a story in the Gemara about one of the Shadim who was jumping from one bridge to the left, back and forth, two bridges that were across a body of water, the river Dunag, and there was a shed that was jumping all from one bridge to the other while juggling cups of wine, etc., etc. There's a whole story there in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Zal uses that Gemara to explain our topic over there. So Rabbeinu Zal says the two bridges there represent this Yemin and Smoil. This Yemin and Smoil of the Torah that a person has to pass through properly in order to cross the Yam HaChochmah correctly. He has to know there is a Yemin, there is a Smoil. He has to want very much to stay on the Yemin. He has to know that, unfortunately, he does have to have some contact with the Smoil, but it's got to be with tremendous caution to be ready the moment he makes that minimal contact with the Smoil to make sure that the right is still in full control, as we're showing here. Ki Yisroel zochuos lehizgalus ha-toyro ulashirus godol. Because when the Jews were crossing the Red Sea, there were two things that they accomplished, two major, major accomplishments. One, they were zecher to tremendous hasoga in Torah, ro'aso shifcho al hayam asher lo yecheskel ben buzi. Number two, that's that right side, that oirech yomim biyamina. And number two, they were zecher to the bizas hayam, that tremendous wealth. V'alkein, now we go back to what the Gemara says. V'alkein koshen mezoinoisov shalodom kikriyas yamsuf. This is why the Gemara makes the analogy between earning a living, that it's similar to kriyas yamsuf. Parnosa is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Ki yef shaloi lizkois leparnosa ki malidei bechinas smoila. Because it's impossible for a yid to be zeichet to parnosa without that left side. The Mishnah in Tainus, Mazkirin Gvurois Gishomim, right? Gishomim, Geshem, Gishme Brocha, is Gvurois, it's from the left side. Valize Tzorich Yegia Gedoila. This requires tremendous effort. V'koshela loyma'oid, laver derech bechina smoila b'sholoim sheloy koshel shom. And it's extremely difficult for a Jew to engage that left side, to pass through that left side in peace, without stumbling, without getting messed up, without getting chapped in by it, and being taken over by the left side, too much left side. Because on one hand, it's mandatory. He must fall into that left side for the sake of Parnosa. But he has to suffer major, major effort that he shouldn't fall totally into the left side. He shouldn't be taken over completely by money and kovod and those things. Rak kichut hasayra, just the tiniest drop, bishvil hahechrech levad, what's mandatory, what must be. One example of this might be, we know, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Kivoid Rabbi. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to be respected. The Torah, there's laws of Kvoid Talmud Chacham, people stand up, and again, supporting a Talmud Chacham, the whole concept of Zvulun. So on one hand, the Torah insists that the Talmud Chacham has to engage this left side. He has to deal with Kovoid, he has to deal with money, but he has to know that it's incredible Sakona. It's incredible danger, because that's that left side. And you have to beg Hashem and make every effort in the world not to get chopped up into it, not to get just a drop, the minimum that's needed in order to be able to have the parnosa that him or his yeshiva, etc. needs, but not one iota more than that, not to fall into the trap of kovoid, money, etc., etc. Shezehu bechinas trei gishrei de doinag. This is the connection to the Gemara that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there in Likut Imran. The two bridges over the river Doinag, shavar mehai lahai mehai lahai, that this shed kept bouncing from one to the other. He didn't stay for too long on either one. He jumped from one to the other. Kimavur sham besoif hamaim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there at the end of Torah Yud Beis. V'alkein koshen mezaynoysev kekriyas yamsuf. And this is why the Gemara says that parnosa is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Ki ze bechinas kriyas yamsuf kanal. Because it's like kriyas yamsuf. Ki hamitzriyim rodfu achar b'nei Yisrael. The Torah tells us the Egyptians were chasing after the Jews. V'ikar golus paroy mitzrayim hoyo shehoyo hadibur begolus kemuva. And the worst problem that the Jews suffered when they were in Egypt, the oppression of paroy mitzrayim, was that the dibur was in golus. They couldn't speak. When a person is imprisoned, when a person's depressed, just like an ovel, the Gemara says, an ovel eats an egg because an egg has, or lentils because it has no mouth. An ovel has no mouth. When a person's in a moichen de katnus, when a person's in a constriction, they can't talk. When a person's depressed, imprisoned, any of those, right away the dibur goes. That's what goes into golus. And it says, when the Arizal says, when the Jews came out of golus, we celebrate Pesach. Pesach is Pesach. The mouth speaks. That the dibur is what went out of golus. There's much more to this. I'm just touching on it. Ubishvil zeh hoyo Moshe kvad peh. This is why the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael at that time, couldn't speak clearly. He was kvad peh. Hainu hadibur shel Torah shebal peh hoyo begolus paroyim Mitzrayim. This tells us that Torah shebal peh, which is called again the peh, was in golus in Mitzrayim. By paroyim Mitzrayim, shehem pegam hadibur. Paroi and Egypt represent pegam hadibur. The word paroi, it's brought, the Zohar Kodesh Terizal says, is the letters ho'oiref. Ho'oiref means the back of the neck. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained that when a person can't speak, when a person's speaking normally, the voice comes up from the voice box and comes out through the mouth. When the dibur is imprisoned, it's either being stifled or it's coming out the back. Where the oiref, that's paroi. Paroi is ho'oiref, which is the back of the neck, meaning it's not coming out in the proper form of dibur, in a healthy, constructive form of dibur. The dibur is being swallowed up by the other side, that left side. The sitrachra is always referred to as the left or the back. The front, we say, Hashem, pnei elai, face me, Hashem. We say, Yoer Hashem, ponov elecha. We're always looking for the face of Hashem. When we talk about the back, chas v'shalom, that's always midas hadin. So paroi and Mitzrayim represented the dibur in golus. Meitzar means a constriction. Shehem bechinas ha-mesnagdim ha-choylkim ala tzadikim amitiyim. Paroi and the Egyptians symbolize those people who oppose the true tzaddikim. Hadoivrim al tzaddik osok begaiva vavuz, who speak out in an arrogant, disrespectful way against the true tzaddikim, with arrogance and with insult. Vahashchino shehi hator shebal peh shibchinas knesses Yisrael hi bagolus etzlam. The Shechina, which is represented by the Torah shebal peh, which is also referred to as knesses Yisrael, the Jewish people, The Shechina, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Jewish people are all in exile by the Sitrachra, by Paroi and Mitzrayim. Ad she'afilu kishebchinas Moshe, shehu klolius ha'Torah, nichnas etzel Paroi, shehu oisias ha'oref, to the point where when Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the entire Torah, it's brought that the words Moshe Rabbeinu are Bigimatria Taryag, 613. He represents the entire Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, meaning he came to this back of the neck, Pigama Dibur, Paroi, who represents the a defect in the speech, Hefech Adibur, the opposite of speech, Shehu Bechinas Halamdan Ho'oikem Pival Atzadik Emes, he represents those learned people who twist the words. They speak out insultingly against the true tzaddikim. They pervert their words by speaking insultingly, like Dosan Vaviram during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, those who spoke out against Moshe Rabbeinu, or during the time of Dovid HaMelech, Doeg HaDoimi, who said Dovid HaMelech ain't Jewish, he comes from Moav, so he's not even Jewish. What kind of thing about appointing him as a king? It says we don't accept converts from Moav. He forgot that it says not from the males of Moav, but from the females of Moav we do. But we see that in every generation, there is this problem that there's the true tzaddik or the true tzaddikim, and there's the opposition. There's a tremendous opposing force. We're coming to Lag BaOmer now, the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Gemara says that there were three rabbis sitting around talking, and they were talking about the Roman government, and one of them said something complimentary to the Romans. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "What are you talking about? Anything they do only for themselves. They're not doing anything for us. They build bridges, this, they do it to tax us, you know, to persecute us, etc., etc." So the Gemara says one of the people that was present that heard what he said wasn't careful, and they told this over to A. It got back to the Roman government, and because of that, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to run for his life. Him and his son had to go hide out for 13 years in a cave, you know, because the Romans wanted to kill him. They were looking for them. So here we see again, somebody like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, somebody spoke what they shouldn't have, and that caused such a level of persecution, Rachmona Litzlan. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the entire Torah, comes into Paroi, who represents Pigam HaDibur, he's the Oiref, meaning, Hainu, Shahatoira Mo'oireres Oisei L'tshuva, meaning that the Torah was trying to inspire this Paroi to tshuva, Vo'oimeres Loi, and says to him, L'shalach Es Yisrael Megolus, to release the Jews, to release the Shechina, to let the Shechina go out of Golus, Hainu sheyoshuv l'Hashem, meaning that he should do tshuva, v'yotzi es Knesset Yisrael, and thereby help the Shechina go out of Golus, help the Jewish people go out of Golus, shehi kashchina, again, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, is synonymous with the Shechina. The Arizal says that we know the basic number of people in the Jewish nation is 600,000 souls. Tof Reish Elef, 600,000 souls. Tof Reish Elef, the number one in Hebrew is Aleph. The number 1,000 in Hebrew is Elef. It's the same letters. Aleph Lamed Pei, Aleph Lamed Pei. So the Arizal says the word Shechina, if you take the word Shechina, which means the Spirit of Hashem, and you write each letter as a word, Shin, you spell it the way you pronounce it, Shin Yud Nun, Chaf, Chaf Pei, like you're pronouncing it, it's Bigimatria Tof Reish Aleph, exactly, 601, showing that when we use this term Shechina, and we use this term Knesset Yisrael, they are one. The Klal Yisrael, the totality of Klal Yisrael, that is the Shechina. The Shechina is the totality of Klal Yisrael, Kav Yochel. So again, when we talk about the Jews, Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael going out of Golus, we're talking about the Shechina going out of Golus. So when Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells all of this to Paroi, Paroi is the Russia, the one who is Pigam HaDibur. What happens? The one who speaks against the tzaddik. What happens? To release the Knesset Yisrael, which is the Shechina, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, Mehagolus Shebepiv, from the exile that it's experiencing in the mouth of the Russia. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that when a Russia, when one of these lamdonim who speak against tzaddikim, when they learn Gemara, when they take the words of the Torah into their mouth, the Torah despises it. It's disgusting to the Torah to find itself in the mouth of one who speaks out against tzaddikim, who insults tzaddikim, that kind of thing. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paroi to release the Jewish people, release the Shechina, v'yokim ha-Shechina me'afra, and to help the Shechina get up from the dirt that it's lying in, v'yilmad l'shmo, and to start learning Torah properly, l'shmo, v'yachzer ha-Torah shebal peh v'ashchino knes Yisrael l'mekoimam, and to restore the Torah shebal peh and the Shechina and the Jewish people to their proper place. To be out of exile, to be out of Egypt. What's the response? Azai halamdon poine oiref mino emes. Paroi, who represents in this case that lamdon, that Rosh lamdon, he turns his back to the truth, mimashmos hatoiv, from the proper interpretation of the Torah, voimer, and he comes back and says, mi Hashem ashreshma b'koiloi. Who is Hashem that I have to listen to him? Lo yodati es Hashem. I don't know any Hashem. Ki hu einoi roitze lirois b'hatoira mashmoos hatoiv. Because he's not looking for the proper interpretation of the Torah. He's not looking for the real toiv in the Torah. The toiv that teaches him midois toivois and that brings him closer to Hashem. That's not what he's learning Torah for. Shehu is galus Hashem. That's not what he's looking for. His purpose, his connection to the Torah is for kovoid, for gaiva, lakanter, those things. Voimer, and therefore he says, lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know Hashem. Ve'enoi roye b'hatoira kiim hamashmos lehefech. All he sees in the Torah is the opposite. He sees proofs for his platform to make fun of tzaddikim, to make fun of that kind of thing. Veloimeid rak bishvil hanoas gufoi. And he's learning only for personal pleasure. Bishvil gadel kvoidoi, in order to increase his own personal kovoid, laharois chadusoi lorabim, to show the people how sharp he is, how smart, shehu lamden muflog, he's a tremendous lamden, uboki bishas upoiskim, he knows the entire shas and poiskim. That's his purpose. His purpose is not to come close to Hashem, not for himself and not the people he's teaching. It's got nothing to do with Hashem. It's an academic thing. Just lahavdil, you have a university professor who shows his greatness, how he mastered a master's degree. I mastered this, I mastered that, and I'm up here on this pedestal. Lahavdil, you have people studying Torah and making that same thinking that this is just another version. This is maybe a higher version or a deeper version, but they're in it for the same goals, Rachman al-San, the same purposes. Personal kovoid and gaiva, and part of that trip involves insulting the true tzaddikim, those who are learning Torah properly for the right reasons, to come close to Hashem, to serve Hashem, etc., etc.